Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line as we welcome you in here on a Monday. Michael Lombardi there in Jersey. I'm Patrick Maher here in Vegas. And we say hi, Michael. How are you today?
I am good. Good morning, Patrick.
Good
how
morning.
Are you?
Good.
They're celebrating
morning.
In Denver. They're celebrating in Denver with the Avalanche winning the cup. I mean, they start their season next week, but it's all good. They got a week to celebrate, right?
It's true. And the Lightning did jump out with the Stamkos goal to a 1-0 lead. And then Colorado, that second period was awesome, and they smothered the Lightning in the third. Just not a lot of action in third. I mean, it's just a better team. You know, it's you notice that theme, even with Jonesy, right, Michael? Yesterday he said, I would bet the Lightning pre-series, but the Colorado Avalanche are the better team, and they shut down the three-peat there.
Well, the fact that they couldn't even get a shot on goal in the third quarter, what did it go, 10 minutes into the third period and they didn't even have a shot on goal, just shows you how much they were able to smother the other team. And just to the novice eye like myself, to watch it and see that that you could just tell that Colorado was in control of the series and games. They just didn't win a couple of them. So hats off to them for closing it out. Great season for the Lightning. I mean, I listened to John Cooper's press conference after the game where he talked about how prideful he was of his team and how they played with pride and through all the injuries. So, you know, the worst is losing, but they're going to be back sooner than later because I think they'll keep the team together and the Lightning have the ability to keep going because they have this incredible culture that they don't feel like they've ever reached the mountaintop.
You know, the Lightning had won 11 straight playoff series until obviously losing to the Avs. Yep. And to your point about Cooper, you know, what a performance when they went back to Colorado for game 5 after losing in dramatic fashion in overtime, game 4 at home to fall 3-1 in the series. They go back. Nobody expected them. They were $2 favorite, the Avs, to close out the cup on their home ice. And then just to kind of go there and show that championship, I use the word medal, I guess. But come back and lose, you know, a tight game 2-1 where they got outplayed. But again, more talented Avs team, and the Avs win their first cup since 2001.
Yeah, and I think it also is a lesson of all of us as we handicap 7-game series. You know, I'm not sure the Warriors were the better team against Boston in the 7-game series, and they obviously they won it in 6, so they proved to be the better team. But on paper, you know, all of us, many of us here at VSiN thought Boston was the more talented team. Yet, they, you know, we know that Golden State had the most talented player. And I think when you look back on the Boston series, you could say, yeah, we did have the most talent, but our talent didn't play to the same level. Maybe it was because of the enduring challenge of playing the Nets, playing Milwaukee, you know, and then playing Miami to get to the finals took a toll on them. Maybe so. But what we do know is in 7-game series, the most talented team usually will win in some fashion.
Yeah, it's the great equalizer. It really is. And, you know, I was thinking
it's perfect. It declares the champion perfectly.
That's right. And, you know, I wrote this down in my notes this morning because Stan Kroenke is having quite a run. He owns the Rams and he owns the Avs. So remember, he's a Denver guy. and or I believe yeah, he married into the Walmart.
I think he owns most of the he did, and he also owns the Nuggets.
Yes, so he does.
You know, and maybe. And like we've talked about, they're going to come back again. And, you know, I don't know where the – I know this is – I'm making the transition and you're the point guard. But
no,
there's
please.
That feeling that, you know, is building momentum that Kyrie is headed to the Lakers. Have you been seeing this lately? I know the odds – that odd board keeping him at 3-1 to be a Laker, to me – is a huge signal that something's going on behind the scenes.
So there was a viral clip of Kyrie being asked at some complex awards recently about if he still wanted to be a new, I was going to say New Jersey, a Brooklyn Net. And he just kind of laughed and didn't say anything. You know, what's interesting about the list that Kyrie gave to the Brooklyn Nets, if they were, you know, preferred destinations, Michael, if they're not able to get a deal done, it's funny, all the teams on the list are over the cap. Like, they don't have cap room.
Yeah,
they don't
yeah.
have space to sign them outside the Knicks, and we know the Knicks are going hard for Jalen Brunson, which is going to eat up their cap.
Right. I mean, there were like four teams that could have the room, so he needs the Nets to cooperate. And I mean, if you're Sean Marks, are you seriously going to trade Kyrie to the Lakers and take on Westbrook?
No.
I mean, seriously, are you going to do that?
No
I think this, to me, if I'm Adam Silver, and this is going on behind the scenes, I mean, if I'm Adam Silver and I'm reading this in the papers, I'm calling the Lakers and saying, I just want you to know something. If you guys sign Kyrie or do something here, I will investigate this for tampering. I will investigate this for circumvention of the cap. And do the same thing with Brooklyn. Like, to me, there's got to be some standard of excellence within the framework. I mean, I know everybody wants to build championship teams and put three stars together. But we all know the Lakers cap situation. And if they allow that to happen, then what they're saying to us is they would rather have the L.A. market fertile than anything else.
You take a look at the board for odds on championship 22-23. That's next year, of course. The Warriors, by the way, the Avs are 3.5-1 to win the cup next year as well, just as an aside. But the Warriors 4-1, the Celtics.
What are the Lightning?
I'll grab that for you. I know at most books, the Avs right around 3.5-1. The Warriors, your defending champs, are 4-1. The Celtics, who you just mentioned, 6.5-1. Your third betting favorite. The Nets at 7-1, which is the market loves this team, which is fascinating because Durant is starting to distance himself from the Nets organization as well. This was a quote that I wrote down, which I loved. He doesn't think the organization, quote, grew to understand Kyrie. What? What does what? Please explain to me what it means to grow to understand a dude that doesn't make a ton of sense oftentimes.
Well, and then he also only plays in 41 games. He refused to get vaccinated. I mean, like, seriously, you know, it's everything but winning. So, I mean, how can you explain it? You know, you want the owner to pay 40 to whatever he's paying for Kyrie and then have the guy not show up. But that's the NBA. I mean, look, they've been able to generate this whole thing. I mean, it's why people have kind of not. That's just why Major League Baseball, the World Series out, you know, between the Astros and the Braves drew more fans watching than the Boston San Francisco markets did. Think about that, Patrick.
Yeah.
I mean, that was 13.9 if it was close, but you're talking Boston San Francisco, two major teams, they couldn't get the ratings that even World Series got.
Yeah.
So there's an inherent problem within the league. They don't want to talk about it, but a lot of it is because these guys won't play. You know, we just talked about, you know, John Cooper after the elimination game, he talked about he would see guys leave the ice and think he would never see them again. They came back. They don't have a pitch count in hockey. They don't have a, you know, a rest day. Those guys just keep playing.
It's very different. To answer your question, so the Avs, I'm just looking at a book here in town. The Avs are 4.5-1 next year. Lightning, Golden Knights, and Rangers are all tied as your second betting favorites at 10-1. So the Lightning 10-1 behind the Avs, your betting favorite at 4.5-1 to hoist the Stanley Cup next year. It's a young team, that Avs team. It's a super talented team. And the Conn Smythe goes to Cale Makar, that all-everything defenseman as well. But you're right. You know, remember back in the day when Stern got involved with the Chris Paul trade and exercised his authority. We're getting to a place where because he came in as a player's first commissioner, Silver is at a very tenuous spot as far as his commissionership of the NBA.
Well, he's not leading anybody. He's just saying yes to the players. And thankfully, the owners have the huge market and the moneymaker in India. They have it in Australia and China. So they're making money outside of. They're not dependent upon the American ratings and the American advertising. They have auxiliary avenues where their income streams are coming in, which benefits them and offsets some of the losses that they have here in this country. Whereas in the NFL, you know, most of the revenue comes from their TV here, you know, our game. Certainly they get some from overseas, but to me, it's not the generation of wealth is created by fans here in America.
Yeah, a lot of coddling. Your boy who you stood next to in Key West, Harry Truman. Remember, after World War II, our country was very much pointed to becoming isolationist. We didn't want to deal with Europe anymore. Harry Truman's Truman Doctrine, essentially, he had the foresight to say, I know this is going to piss people off in the short term, but we need to stop the threat of communism. And if we don't do it, they're going to take over Europe. So Truman stood out in front of Congress. That's what Dave, if anything you learn, Adam Silver, is to read about Harry Truman.
Yeah, he's got to show some leadership here. You know, and if he allows Kyrie to show up at the Lakers and for whatever on a mid-level extension contract, then basically we're into worldwide wrestling. I mean, seriously. Yes,
I would agree with you. What would you do if you were a general manager, sticking for a minute here with the basketball theme? Bradley Beal, 29 years old tomorrow. You know, three-time All-Star, All-NBA third team one time, and they're going to sign him to a five-year Supermax, $248 million. He is not that guy. He's a good player, very good player, but he's not a Supermax guy. But it's almost like loyalty. He got there at 18, 19 years old, and they're going to give him this deal.
Well, because a lot of the guys that are getting Supermax aren't Supermax players.
That's true.
I mean, you know, that's the advantage the collective bargaining agreement has done for the NBA players is if you're just good enough, you get a Supermax. If you're close. I mean, think about Tobias Harris almost got a Supermax. He was just a little short of it. So what's happening is, and we have the hardest time doing this, is separating what's good from what's really great. We do it all the time. You know, Jason Tatum is a really good player. Is he a top five player in the history of the NBA? Of course not. But, you know, he's a really good player, and we move really good into elite category, and he's not. But that's what's happened here. I mean, the fact that some people don't even want to compare some of the older players to today's players is kind of ridiculous because we have no respect for them.
Yep.
And that's the problem. We don't you know, we keep making everybody that plays today elite and ignore the ones who didn't play.
Well, maybe somebody should write a book about it and solve this problem. Oh, that's right. Your forthcoming book will expose what we live in a vacuum of recency effect and pretend like these dudes from the past couldn't get it done now, which is it's unbelievably wrong.
Comical.
Yep. Okay, Watson update, Baker update, and Michael's defensive coordinators. A lot to come.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app. That's BetMGM, of course. They sponsor The Lombardi Line. BetMGM is all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today. Stop by any MGM casino on the Strip. I can't believe how much we're talking Harry Truman. I'm sorry, BetMGM. The Strip has your state-issued ID to open an account, start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. We love BetMGM. It is the king of sports books. Whatever your style, whatever your sport, you're going to love it. 21 years or older, gambling problem, 1-800-522-4700. During a live read, he popped into my head. We welcome you back. This is the Lombardi Line.
He's in your head. Harry's in your head.
Well, because I've been going back over that McCullough book that we both read, which is like 1,000 pages long. And I had these book. Anyway, ever since you posted that picture, I've been kind of leafing through that book. So Harry Truman, shout to him. A very important person you're going to be hearing the name very often is Officer Sue L. Robinson, who you brought up on the show yesterday, because that is who is going to be appointed to oversee the Deshaun Watson hearing before the NFL and NFLPA's jointly appointed situation that's going on tomorrow. So Sue L. Robinson is going to oversee this. Can we talk about the process, Michael, once she does oversee the hearing?
Yes. So she oversees the hearing, and then she makes a decision. And then that decision then goes to Goodell's desk for penalty. And and what happens here is, because he has not been criminally charged, the NFLPA, who represents Watson in this case, will argue that he really didn't violate the rules by the text of the rules within the collective bargaining agreement. Now, that we're talking legalese here now, so don't yell at me for saying he did. You know, I'm just trying to explain the defense of Watson, what I think their approach will be. And again, I'm not a lawyer, so I think that's what will take the place. And so they know they have to mediate this. And the NFL came in with their alleged one-year suspension. The PA raised their backs and said no. So you and I both know Goodell has ultimate authority to penalize the player any way he deems fit. We believe that. However, the threat of a lawsuit into a collective bargaining agreement always is there. Even though it's been collectively bargained, and the court could easily say, no, you guys collectively bargained, you deal with it yourself, right? Mm-hmm. It could still slip into a court if they file somewhere. And once it gets in there, the NFL is liable then to just, it could lose all its authority, which they don't want to do. So it behooves the NFL to make an agreement between the player and the NFLPA before any legal ease starts to play into the effect. And I think that's what's going to happen. And I think ultimately, whatever Sue Robinson decrees, based on the evidence that she sees, based on the text of the violation, reading the text of what is conduct detrimental or putting a black eye on the NFL, clearly he has done that. You've got to figure out how that applies.
So as the appointed officer, Sue L. Robinson will then hand over her findings to Goodell. Goodell, the ultimate hammer as far as suspension length, because, you know, I'm taking a look at it right now. All recent reporting we've seen, Michael, has pointed to the NFL wanting Watson to be gone for at least a year. I mean, that feels like that is the benchmark here. It does feel like he's going to get a year.
And I think they've leaked it out. Mark Masick of the Washington Post has done a very good job of covering this. He's very well wired into the National Football League office. I mean, he's always a guy that if you follow anyone on Twitter that is kind of in tune to the league, and he's very wired in there. I would say he's probably more wired into the league than he is with the Washington football team. But he's been reporting a year based on his sources. And I think that when you know that he's fairly he's got good sources, I think that's be accurate.
And I am looking at a book in town. It's interesting how much the books had held on to the Browns as your favorites in the AFC North. However, they have fallen a little bit here. The Ravens at plus 120 at a very reputable book here in town. The Bengals plus 220, and now the Browns are 3-1, and the Steelers round out the North at 8-1. So they have fallen because the expectations are that year.
We know this. Whatever the settlement is, and look, let's be clear here. You know, anything short of a year, there's going to be a lot of people upset, me included. However, that being said, you know, the NFL has two issues here. They've got to handle the suspension, right, and handle the PR of it, too. It's a little bit – it's tricky. So whatever that is, we know he's going to miss a substantial amount of games. And Vinny never posted their win totals, if I'm correct. You know, he never really posted win totals at the South Point because he was concerned about this. Some have. I think the Browns were at 9.5 on their win total, weren't they, Patrick?
We got it off the board here, but yes, that's the number I last remember referencing. And you can take a look at the board. Let's throw the board up again. They do have that soft launch. I mean, no offense. Yes. I'm not talking about the Panthers in a derogatory way, but, you know, the Jets, the Falcons. I mean, this is a soft launch for the Browns.
Well, I mean, look, you're fair to say soft launch because whenever you're playing a teams that picked in the top 10 of the draft, they weren't very good last year. So it's you know, you've got to accept that criticism. And it wasn't like the year when Watson missed and Houston ended up picking, had the fifth pick overall in the draft. And, you know, the year before they went to the playoffs. Like, these are bad teams that play poorly. You know, and so they deserve the criticism of what they're getting. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, the first four seems like it could be moving. And they've got to figure out where they're going. Is Jacoby Brissett, or will they end up going after Jimmy Garoppolo for a year? Think about that for a moment. They can't bring Baker back. All this nonsense about, well, they need to patch it up with Baker. I think that ship sailed. You can't put that genie back in the bottle. But you could put the Garoppolo back in the bottle. Garoppolo would fit perfectly for them, and they could get him for a year. You know, they've got the cap room to take him on. And so, if you want Brissett to be the backup, go trade for Garoppolo. He becomes healthy. Garoppolo's going to leave. You're liable to get a compensatory pick for Garoppolo.
Yeah, you've been pretty forthright that Baker bridge has been burned. Like,
I don't see how, as an executive in the league, I don't see how you repair that. Like, I don't see how he is going to give his heart and soul to a team when he knows that he's out of there. Now, you could say, well, he's got to suck it up and play his best. And Drew Brees did that down there. That was a different circumstance in San Diego. There wasn't the hostility when Drew Brees was battling Phillip Rivers that was created. You know, Brees, you know, it was like they brought in another guy, and Brees wasn't playing to the level that he played in New Orleans in Sandy up until the year he really had to. And then and John Lynch tackled him and hurt his shoulder, which affected his free agency.
So let me ask you because Jimmy G, I love the idea of Jimmy G. I've got written down he's owed $25 million. Does this cap-wise?
Just a little less.
How would that work with the Browns if they were able to pull something off here?
Well, I would think if you're the Browns, and let's walk through this, right? So if you're the Browns and Watson gets suspended for a year, you trade Mayfield to Carolina or Seattle, whichever one, you know, can close that $3 million gap that we've been talking about for so long. And now you go to San Francisco and you say, look, we'll give you we want to check out Jimmy's shoulder. We'll give you a sixth round pick. I mean, what else do they have? You throw him something, because you know that there's a pretty good chance if he plays the whole year for you, you got a chance to get a compensatory pick back. You're not going to re-sign him. You're renting him for a year. But it's a good rental. It's a beachfront property rental if he stays healthy and his shoulder's good.
It's almost like the Jimmy G slander has gotten out of control.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, the guy took a team to a Super Bowl, and he gets blamed for everything. The fact that it's 3rd and 15 and Robert Saleh's defense can't get off the field and they throw the pass. The fact that it's 3rd and 10 in the red zone and they give up, you know, and they play man-to-man and give up a touchdown in the Super Bowl. They got a 10-point lead. He takes all the heat for it because he got a pass tipped at the line because the right guard got pushed back into the quarterback's face, and everybody forgets the 3rd and 15 conversion and the 3rd and 10 conversion in the red area. Like, again, it always comes back to figure out why you win, why you lose.
You know, I think you really put it well. By leaking the one-year suspension, the NFL is kind of applying pressure to the arbiter, right? And now that brings us back to Deshaun Watson. He's 26. He will have missed 2 straight years. You're not the same human in any vocation when you come back having missed 2 years. Is that fair?
Yeah, but the 1 year he practiced every single day.
Okay.
So he was out there. He's lifted. He was doing his thing. He was taking care of. This year, he's not going to be a part of a program. He's going to be somewhere in Clemson or somewhere in Atlanta, and he can't. I can't believe he can be around the team. Now, you know, there's certain suspensions that you're allowed to be around the team and participate. You just can't play. I don't know how they'll rule on this.
What a mess.
It is a mess. But there's a solution for the Browns, and it's in San Francisco, assuming that we'll see some video coming up soon here of Jimmy Garoppolo throwing. Mark my words now, that's going to happen. And then once you figure out where he is, then you trade Mayfield to – you've got two teams potentially. You trade Mayfield, you bring in Jimmy. You're going to get Jimmy because who else is your competition for Jimmy? And now you rent him for a year. You got plenty of cap room to maneuver. And you pick up a compensatory third if he plays good.
And you know he'd be comfortable coming off the run in that offense. Like, Jimmy G would be
tremendous.
It's
exactly what he wants to do. It's the Kubiak – Shanahan offense. It was tailor-made for him.
He's a taller Baker. He's with those two great running backs Baker. With a great offensive line. He's better.
If he could stay healthy, he's a better Baker, but he's staying healthy is a hard thing for him.
Someone's getting a hell of a – I mean, if you ask me right now –
At a hell of a value.
At a hell of a value. Look, if you ask me right now would I prefer Jimmy G or Goff starting for the Lions, I'll be very straight up with you. I'd prefer Jimmy G. And that's just –
Me too.
Yeah, I just think he's a very good quarterback. Thomas Gable next.
You just have to endure listening to Amal rip you every day, but you can do that.
I can handle that.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it's the VSiN Summer Special, and it's here. It's only $19, so you get everything VSiN has to offer from now until the end of July. Sign up, and you get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily Major League Baseball bets, NFL preseason coverage. You get Michael Lombardi's articles over there as well, premium articles, UFC, USFL, NASCAR. If you want, of course, Point Spread Weekly as well. It's $19. This is a crazy good deal. Go to VSiN.com/summer. It's VSiN.com/summer. Okay, Michael Lombardi there in a beautiful Ocean City this weekend. I'm Patrick Maher here in Vegas where it is already 100 degrees. We head out to Borgata.
I'm sorry, Patrick.
No, it's all good.
I'm so sorry.
Don't feel sorry for me. We head out to the Borgata.
Well, let me ask you this before we get to Thomas. Yes. What would you rather have the 100 degrees or the Detroit winters?
No.
You've experienced 100. Both. Okay.
I'll answer it the heat does not bother me at all. What bothered me even as a kid, even sledding, was the cold. The bone chilling coldness is really just something. It depresses me. I get when I live there, I get seasonal depression because it was always dark and gray.
Yeah.
You know,
I could see that.
And so he's
never dark and gray is our man TG.
He is always a ray of sunshine, especially when he's talking about his Cowboys, which he's excited to do today. TG, how are you? What would you take? Would you take the 100 or would you take the winter?
Oh, 100, definitely.
Okay, yeah. Definitely. It's one of two people. Like, my dad loves the winter. It makes no sense to me. Anyway, how are you today, Thomas?
Doing well, guys. How are you? Nice to have the NHL wrapped up and put a bow on the season there with the Avalanche winning last night. So another sport done for the season. So now we're just into baseball.
How did it turn out?
How will that affect you?
How did it turn out last night? Sorry, Michael. Thomas, how did the game turn out?
The game, we lost a little bit on the game. People were definitely betting the Avalanche, but it wasn't too bad. We had a little bit of liability on them in the futures market, but you know, nothing that was too outstanding. So we'll head into next season and post the odds up for Stanley Cup for next year now.
Now,
Thomas,
go ahead, Michael.
Now that it's only baseball, I mean, do you start to get a little bit of week one action, some over totals in football now that that's the only game in town, baseball?
Yes. I mean, well, listen, when it comes to the NFL, people will bet this year round. So, you know, I know we're going to talk about the Cowboys here momentarily, but literally once the Super Bowl is over, literally you're doing payouts on Super Bowl tickets the night of the Super Bowl, and people are already betting next year's Super Bowl winner. So people bet the NFL futures year round. As soon as the season win totals go up, they want to crack at them. So, yeah, I mean, there's more of a focus certainly on futures now with just baseball going as the everyday sport. And then you also get, you know, the golf handle and tennis handle will increase. And, you know, when there's a UFC event, that'll still be okay. But, yeah, I think there's more of a focus now when people come in that they're looking at these NFL futures.
You mentioned the Cowboys. Let's just jump right into it. You texted us you wanted to discuss this team. It's weird. There was a lot of juice for the Cowboys last offseason. This offseason and what's transpired hasn't really provided the jump that Cowboy fans want. Of course, the receiving corps is going to be a little thinner. Cooper gone, Cedric Wilson gone, Gallup recovering from the ACL. But let's set the scene. You wanted to talk Cowboys, Thomas Gable, so let's start. Go for it.
Yeah, well, I think this is an interesting team to look at because here's a team that I think has really been affected by the Philadelphia Eagles hype, and at least with their odds, because, you know, and not just locally where the Eagles hype is certainly strong. I mean, there's Eagles hype nationally. So the Cowboys, you know, we opened them in the division. You had to lay $1.20 to win the NFC East. They're now plus 115. Simply due to the amount of Eagles money that we've taken in. And, you know, their season win total is 10.5. And I think when you look at this team, you mentioned some of the offensive players there, Patrick. When you look at this defense, Dan Quinn comes on board last year as defensive coordinator, and suddenly this team becomes one of the best at taking the ball away. They led the NFL last season with 34 takeaways, 26 interceptions total as a team. Now, 11 of them were just by Diggs. Now, that number, to me, that's not a number that's going to hold up and be stable over a larger sample size. I think there's definitely going to be a regression there when it comes to the takeaways. But there's one thing that I think may be sustainable for them, and that's the defense's third down conversion rate, which was 34%, that was best in the NFC. You know, their ability to take the ball away got a lot of attention last year, but they were very good on third down. It's a little surprising, as this defense, I don't feel, is really dominant in any one area, but they were able to get off the field when it mattered. And I think also their special teams deserve a mention. They averaged 6.5 yards on net punt return. That was best in the NFC. They also blocked three punts last year, which was more than they had in the previous 20 seasons combined. So they were top seven in points allowed last year in defense. So, Michael and Patrick, I think the defense here is again going to be a key factor for the Cowboys and how successful they are.
No doubt. And, you know, I felt like Randy Gregory was a huge part of that. And I think the Cowboys did as well because they were trying to re-sign him back. And when they didn't, they reverted to Dante Fowler to give them that other guy to go along with Lawrence and Parsons. What to me, Thomas, which makes the Cowboys so effective defensively is Parsons can rush from any rush point in the scheme. So he can line up on level two and rush. He can line up at the end of the line and rush, or he could line up outside trying on the corner on the slot and come and he could fit into the rush perfectly. It gives him a multi-dimensional ability to go along with some of the guys they have inside. I'm with you. I don't know if you can duplicate the turnover success that they had, but I still think you could duplicate the success they had on getting off the field, the second best in the NFL, and as you said, the first best in the NFC.
It was really laid out by Thomas Gable because, look, it's a 12-5 team last year, and I'm looking out another book in town. We're really starting to see that division number tighten up with the Cowboys and the Eagles. The bottom line is, Thomas Gable, the Eagles' juice is real right now.
Yeah,
it is. And that's why I think now, you know, the Cowboys moved from a minus price to a plus price to win the division. I think now, you have to really consider them to win the East. I certainly feel that they are a better team than the Philadelphia Eagles at this point, all things considered. Now, a lot of that's going to depend on how Jalen Hurts plays and performs this year and how much of a step forward he takes. But I still think the Cowboys are the team to beat in the East.
Well, I mean, look, when you handicap any team, you start with the quarterback and you start with the defense, right? Those are the two things, the offensive line, defensive lines, and the quarterback. That's what kind of comes. And let's be clear here. Dallas has got the best quarterback in the East. You know, there's people in this area that think that Jalen Hurts is going to extend to that, but there's no evidence. There's no tape you can watch on Jalen Hurts throwing the football effectively outside of a play action pass game that could lead you. It's not documented yet. It may get there, and the Eagles may have seen it on the practice field, but we haven't seen it in a game. So they have the best quarterback in Prescott, and they got the best. Really, they have one of the best defensive lines that can rush the passer. To me, I agree with you. I think this is kind of the momentum is shifting a little bit too far away.
Yeah, I would tend to agree as well. I think I might be sold. Thomas Gable, am I going to make a division play on the Dallas Cowboys because of this little diatribe by you?
I think it's worth a look at this point. I really do. You know, the Eagles have shifted the entire market there in that division, and I think now the Cowboys. I think you need to give some consideration now based on the price.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's the over number on the Cowboys, Thomas? What do you have on their over?
We have them at 10.5 for their season win total, and at least the bettors right now seem to be split on that because we've gotten good two way action on that, which is what we obviously want from our side of the counter, people betting both the over and under. But yeah, they're one of the teams that we've consistently seen getting bet both ways there on that.
10.5 here as well. Probably a little juice to the under at most shops at 10.5. But, yeah, that's pretty steady as far as the total for the Cowboys.
I think it's a no play, Thomas. I think that's a no play. I don't see him winning. I could see him winning 11. I could see him winning 10. I could see him winning 9. I mean, like, I don't see him getting 12 again. I just don't. But I think you made a great point, and we talked about this yesterday on the show. The ability of their special teams often gets overlooked, and that's because Fossil does a really good job.
You know, Thomas Gable must have said something because I just saw a text from our buddy Will Hill, who's joining us next. He went back and watched Thomas Gable's segment from Saturday, and he said it was so good. Yeah. He asked us, could he start with adding on to what you said on Saturday, Thomas? So great job by you, partner.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Okay, Thomas Gable, Mr. Cowboy. Everybody knows he's into America's team. He runs the race and sports book there at the Borgata. Thank you. Have a great Monday, Thomas. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Patrick. Thanks, Thomas.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, that is true, by the way. Will texted us. He's got an addition from what Thomas said on Saturday. About
he's
that
upset.
NBA draft.
He's going to have to write the 30 for 30. I mean, in his off-time running teams, yeah.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, enjoy tennis like never before with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 Moneyline wager on the major tennis tournament in London. You know what it is. If any player records an ace in their match, you're going to win $200 paid for in free bets. Just use that bonus code VSIN200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now, discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Again, anybody gets an ace, 10 bucks wins you 200 for new bettors. VSIN200 is the code. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 1-800-GAMBLER if you have an issue. Got to be 21 years or older. Promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. Okay, we're back here on a Monday. Michael Lombardi, I'm Patrick Maher. We welcome in our buddy Will Hill. He hosts the New York City Cast. You can find all of our podcasts over at vsin.com/podcast. And as we say hi to Will, Will, I know you want to add on to what Thomas Gable said on Saturday about the draft, but we must start with this. Happy birthday.
Appreciate it, guys. Happy birthday. Yeah, I appreciate that. Happy anniversary to your son. I know that's a common date to that we share. But yeah. I went back and listened to Gable Saturday. For anyone that hasn't listened, it's well worth it. VSiN.com/podcast. Like you said, he did a great job breaking it down. That's the first thing. Second thing, later on in the show, Patrick did something that got me fired up. He mentioned something. He mentioned his prowess in Madden. Let me just tell you, if I don't play anymore. If you and I ever ran into each other, it would not end well for you. I throw it deep every time. I never punt. I onside kick. I play with the early 2000s Vikings, so Moss and Carter just run deep. And if you drop your linebackers, I run with Dante Culpepper for 12 yards. I'm basically a football genius, so I just wanted to get okay. that out on the record. That wouldn't go well for you. Oh, Marty, what do you think?
Let me be very clear. My prowess in Madden stopped with my consumption of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Okay, so that was college, and I really haven't played much since, but I'd still wax your ass. Now, Saturday, you did want to add to the NBA drama and what Thomas had to say, Will?
No, I just said, for anyone that hasn't listened, it's really, he said like seven, 8 minutes uninterrupted.
Yeah, he was
breaking it down. That was really impressive.
Straight from the bookmaker's mouth. I thought he was very good. Well, happy birthday. What are you doing for your birthday before we get to your picks?
Yeah, just probably go out to a nice little dinner, watch some, we don't have a lot of games tonight. No NBA anymore, no NHL. It's a light baseball card. It's definitely the dog days of summer have certainly hit.
There's no doubt. This is the tough stretch. I mean, for a betting network, I mean, there's only so much baseball you can talk about. I mean, this is a tough stretch, and I want to wish you a happy birthday. Today's also the birthday.
Bless you.
Excuse me. I apologize.
No, you're fine.
Of the great George Raveling. George Raveling turns 85 years old today. Partner with him on the Daily Coach and.
Legend.
And so, former basketball coach at USC, Iowa, Washington State, the man was on the stage when Martin Luther King gave the I Have a Dream speech, and Dr. King handed him the speech.
DailyCoach.com, George Raveling, also a part of Daily Coach. That's awesome. He's a legend in the game. Now,
we mentioned this dry stretch of sports. Why wouldn't they put the draft a week or so later, give it some time to breathe, give it some time to build up? You know, you end the NBA Finals. If it went seven, we would have 3 days off in between. Give it a week or two to marinate. People get excited. People talk about it. Doesn't it feel rushed to you guys?
It does. But, I mean, look, the coverage is horrendous. It doesn't matter if they give it a week, a month. It doesn't really matter. I mean, you know, you don't want to go there. I mean, it was so bad, but, you know, that's a whole other story. But I must be something in the collective bargaining agreement, because if they did do that, they wouldn't have to go through all these ridiculous don't wear the hat, don't change the hat, Will.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And shocker, Will on his birthday has a programming note for the NBA. I think that would surprise nobody.
I actually have two.
Yeah,
I actually have two.
Don't stop.
How about
there.
Round two of the draft? Make that a separate night. They haven't. It goes to 1 a.m. on the East Coast, sitting there watching the second round. Space it out like the NFL does. Have round two on the Friday night. I mean, I have all sorts of ideas. I'm sure there's people smarter than me reasons they don't do it, but I don't know. To have it go till 1 o'clock in the morning, Thursday night into Friday. Who's watching that second round? 1 o'clock in the morning. Makes no sense to me.
And I'll tell you what. But it's not the kids. It's the broadcast, because the kids were eloquent, well-spoken. You had a lot of emotion. Jaden Ivey crying. Everybody had a nice fit with their suits. It's just that they just can't get the broadcast right. I don't know why it is that way. The NFL does so well with their broadcast. Okay. Before we get to your week one plays in the NFL, week one in a vacuum, and then once you start getting to week 17 and 18 in a vacuum, and then the middle is kind of normal, what we call normal betting in the NFL. But that week one needs to be treated differently, Will. And you're going to start with the Patriots catching 2.5 at the Dolphins, where they're starting again.
Yeah, I think you can find some bargains during the summer. And there were threes out there. I think if you look long and hard enough and have as many outs as possible, you can find some threes. And three's the magic number. Of course, three's the key number in the NFL. More games land on three than any other number. This is just a number grab for me. Home field in the NFL is worth 1.5 and 2. We'll call it 1.75. So this line is suggesting Miami is a better team than New England. Miami's not a better team than New England. New England has a better coach, a better quarterback, comparable defenses. If you're giving me three, I'll take the three. There's this idea that Miami owns the Patriots. They beat them week one. The Patriots completely outgained them from scrimmage. You know, Harris fumbled inside the 10. And then week 18, they played. The Patriots didn't need the game. They were already locked into a wild card. So this idea that Miami and Tua own the Patriots, to me, is ridiculous. You're giving me three with Belichick, Mac Jones versus Tua and a new coach. I will grab the three here.
Well, you know, and I think they have time. I think the weather factor, Will, I think the weather factor is the biggest concern for me in recommending the Patriots in this game because of the heat. Now, the Patriots are coming out to Vegas, Patrick, August the 21st through the 26th, the 27th. They play a Friday night game. I think it's the 27th. Mm-hmm. So they're going to practice out there all weekend. They're going to go outdoors early in the morning to get used to the heat and not stay inside the facility there. So they're preparing for it. But, you know, the heat in Vegas is different than the heat down in Miami, and that kind of just wears you down. But I know that Belichick is certainly concerned, and I think that's the biggest issue when you're playing them there. You know, if I were them, I would love to play, you know, Tua at home in December in Foxborough, and let's see how he handles the weather.
Do you think Belichick can afford for that week a hotel, or will he have to stay with Mick and the crew? I think he probably
could stay. I'm sure they can probably get handled.
Panthers. Now this isn't the best of it, but it's still a number I respect as well. The Panthers catching three, hosting the Browns week one. I believe we were at 4.5 at one point, Will.
Yeah, and I've been giving it out on the CityCast on these shows. I think this is your last chance to grab it at three before Watson gets suspended. Once Watson gets suspended, you know, bettors are funny. We know he's not going to play week one, but once we see the headline, the news that Watson's suspended, people are going to run to bet against Cleveland on Carolina. And that number, I think, is going to close 1-2, maybe even a pick 'em. So if you can still get the three, I can still recommend getting the plus three. And if you want to just, you know what, have a free roll here, take Carolina plus three. If it goes down to a pick 'em, take the Browns at a pick 'em. The game lands on 1, 2, or 3 for Cleveland. You're in good shape. Remember, Carolina, they were 3-0 last year. When McCaffrey was healthy, they played well. They've got a good defense. You can't talk me into Darnold, but maybe they address the quarterback situation. To me, this is just a numbers grab. This is probably going to be Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. Watson's not playing week one. I don't see how Watson plays this season. So to me, any sort of anti-Browns bet, I still think has a little bit of value.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I think you're right, though. This number, let's face it. They're negotiating a settlement of some sort. And the idea that he's going to play against the Panthers, to me, we already know that's not going to happen. I mean, we know it's going to be at least 6. Now, after that, I don't know. Could it be 8? Could it be 12? Could it be 14? I don't know. Could it be a year? Again. But you know the first 4 weeks he's not going to be playing at least that. You know that.
Yeah, totally agree. And
I think if you jump in with a 6-game suspension, that's less than half in perception standpoint. People say, oh my God, he didn't even get half the season. I think 8's the magic number. You have to go over 8. And if you're going to suspend him over 8, might as well suspend him for the whole season. I just think from a perception standpoint, anything under half a season looks really light. And I don't know. Look, we're all guessing here, but I would have to think they go over 8.
But to your point, week one, he ain't going to be there. So that's what we're talking. And you got one more. We got 2 minutes here, Will. Week one, you're going to lay the 4 with the Saints at the Falcons.
Yeah, I just don't know that the market realizes how bad the Falcons are. I mean, I know these games are always tricky, especially in the NFC South, especially these two teams. But this isn't Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and Ridley. I mean, this is who Mariota and who knows who else. And remember, the Saints, a lot of people thought, hey, are they going to tear it down? Bad cap situation. Maybe they rebuild. They loaded up. They bring Winston back. They trade up to get Olave. Remember, they had a good defense last year. They buried Tampa Bay twice. They buried the Packers on a neutral field. This is still a pretty good Saints team against an Atlanta team that's probably going to be picking the top 2 or 3, if not 1. So I just think anything really under a touchdown here. I know you don't like laying points on the road, but it's under a touchdown. You know, most games don't end 4 or 5. So, you know, it's kind of a dead zone in terms of the number there. I'm okay laying it here with the Saints.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I don't think people realize how bad the Falcons could be this year. With Mariota, if he gets hurt, who's playing? Are they going to go to Ryder? You know, Felipe, Fred, where are they going here? You know, and then their defense, which was horrible last year, they didn't address it. I mean, I just think to me, from a construction standpoint of a team, they're poorly constructed, and I think it's only going to get worse.
Great job, Will. Take the points with the Patriots. Take the points with the Panthers. This is week one, and lay it with the Saints at the Falcons. And I agree, going over the Falcons a little bit this weekend, they're going to be really, really bad. Enjoy your day.
We'll be here before you know it. Appreciate it, guys.
Enjoy your day. It's New York City Cast. You want to tease us a little bit on your podcast?
We're supposed to have David Purdom, ESPN gambling writer, but ESPN nixed the spot a few
drama.
Minutes ago.
Drama. You poor thing. All right.
You're getting big. That's because you're getting big.
Happy birthday. Defensive coordinators next here on the Lombardi Line.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.